Tonight on the Worldview Report, digital identification continues to sweep the globe. And the idea of having everyone digitally marked was promoted at last week's United Nations meeting in New York. Senator Rand Paul announced he will hold up any funding bill to keep the government open past September 30th if it includes funding for the war in Ukraine, while President Trump urges GOP lawmakers to defund the government that's been weaponized against him and other Americans. More evidence the CDC knew it was lying when it said that the COVID injections were safe for pregnant and nursing women. And the growing crisis at the border is spreading across America. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. We start off tonight with the latest sign of digital ID sweeping the world. The nation of Kazakhstan has partnered with the United Nations Development Program in rolling out a new digital ID that offers social welfare programs. Powered by artificial intelligence, it's called the Digital Family Card, and it's capable of gathering data on families, right down to the household level. While the digital family card was first introduced in 2022, it received, well, next to no conversation in the media, but it was unveiled to the world last week before the UN's Sustainable Development Goals Summit in New York City. Here is the UN's promotional video on its new partnership with the government of Kazakhstan. Watch this.
One of the 17 global sustainable development goals is reduced inequalities. Countries around the world are striving to increase the volume and improve the quality of support for vulnerable social groups. Kazakhstan is not an exception. Today, there are more than 200 measures of state support available for people in need. But there are also some special aspects. The access to social services is more difficult in rural areas than in urban ones. There are so many types of services that it is difficult for citizens to find the ones suitable for them. In addition, many people are deterred by the fact that they need to apply for each service themselves. Digital transformation helps to overcome these and other challenges. Digital Family Card is a unique solution that came about through a partnership between the government and the United Nations Development Program in Kazakhstan. There are almost 6 million families in our country. A digital card of each contains 80 different indicators: economic, housing and social conditions, health and education. The information comes from 30 public systems and is updated on a daily basis. The algorithms of the Digital Family Card analyze life situations in families and automatically identify problems that require preventive measures to be taken by the state. Is there a newborn in the family? The Digital Family Card will offer to get welfare benefit. Do you have a low income? It will calculate the targeted assistance. Do you have preschool children in your family? It will find a kindergarten nearby for your child. Previously, in order to receive support, citizens had to sort through the register of services, collect certificates, and personally visit various institutions. And now it looks like this. People no longer need to ask for help, they just need to use it. It became easier for the state to provide guarantees to citizens. The Digital Family Card helps raise the standard of living of families at risk, regardless of their place of residence and social competence. And easy monitoring of the scope and quality of support provided reduces the human factor and corruption risks. And even more, the Digital Family Card is an indispensable tool for strategic planning and budgeting across the whole country.
This project sounds like a massive data collection exercise meant to entice families with welfare goodies and make them dependent on the state for all their needs. The idea appears to be, well, to get people hooked on these digital benefits, and only after the masses are fully engaged and addicted, they will then be informed about the dark side of being the state's digital slaves. They will be penalized for having a low social credit score. You can count on that. This is the same system already rolled out in communist China, and it's being introduced to one country after another. On September 17th, at the UN General Assembly meeting in New York, Kazakhstan's Minister of Digital Development, Innovation, and Aerospace presented the Digital Family Card to the Assembly, boasting about how the government created a data lake comprised of 18 different data points from their millions of families, which include things like their pensions, taxes, real estate registry, health records, and so forth. In fact, she stated, quote, "We can monitor social and economic conditions, home conditions, healthcare, education, and others. We are now able to identify family problems that need to be addressed," end quote. Senator Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky, announced Wednesday he will hold up any funding bill to keep the government open past September 30th, if it includes funding for the war in Ukraine. Paul wrote on Twitter, quote, "Today, I'm putting congressional leadership and POTUS on notice that I will oppose any effort to hold the federal government hostage for Ukraine funding. I will not consent to expedited passage of any spending measure that provides any more U.S. aid to Ukraine," end quote. That means if Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wants to add Ukraine money to a stopgap measure to fund federal departments and agencies, he would have to go through the time-consuming process of filing cloture and scheduling a vote to end debate on the bill, which would take a few days. The country, well, it faces a government shutdown if Congress doesn't pass what's known as a continuing resolution to keep the government open past September 30th. The problem Schumer faces is that Speaker Kevin McCarthy has not been able to muster up enough votes in the House to pass a continuing resolution and send it to the Senate. The impasse in the House is holding up action in the Senate, giving Paul the leverage he needs to threaten Ukraine funding. Joe Biden, well, he's requested $24 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine. This is on top of the more than $100 billion already sent to Ukraine's corrupt government. Schumer on Tuesday of last week, he declined to say whether he would add Ukraine funding and disaster assistance to the continuing resolution, but observed the package would need support from Democrats and Republicans. President Donald Trump waded in the House Republicans' internal battle over an impending government shutdown, including a controversial continuing resolution, which House GOP members call the CR. While some Republicans are divided on how to approach the heated negotiations in Congress, President Trump made his message clear, pushing the GOP to defund the government led by, quote, "crooked Joe Biden," end quote. On Truth Social, Trump wrote, quote, "A very important deadline is approaching at the end of the month. Republicans in Congress can and must defund all aspects of crooked Joe Biden's weaponized government that refused to close the border and treats half the country as enemies of the state," end quote. President Trump also explained that this was, quote, "the last chance to defund these political prosecutions against me and other patriots," end quote. The continuing resolution, well, it would allow the federal government to remain in operation until October, although there would be some cuts in spending, according to Right Side Broadcasting. Trump ally and likely Arizona U.S. Senate candidate Carrie Lake noted, quote, "I agree with President Donald Trump. Please continue to hold the line," end quote. The CDC knew it was lying when it said the COVID injections were safe for pregnant and nursing women. According to the CDC, vaccination during pregnancy benefits the baby and, quote, "reports have shown that breastfeeding people who have received mRNA COVID-19 vaccines have antibodies in their breast milk, which could help protect their babies," end quote. And it was not just the CDC telling women this lie. The American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology repeatedly urged pregnant and breastfeeding women to get vaccinated. "There was no reason to worry," experts said, "because injected mRNA stays in the arm and does not travel around the body. Quote, it is unlikely that the vaccine lipid would enter the bloodstream and reach breast tissue," end quote. That's what the Academy of Breastfeeding Medicine assured mothers in a statement on December 14th, 2020. Quote, "If it does, it is even less likely that either the intact nanoparticle or mRNA transfer into milk," end quote. But now, a new study reveals that this was all a lie. The New York University Medical School study published September 19th in the Lancet Journal, well, they collected breast milk samples from, quote, 13 lactating, healthy postpartum women before and after COVID-19 mRNA vaccination, end quote. A population, quote, largely excluded from most vaccine clinical trials, end quote. 10 of the 20 vaccine exposures had detectable mRNA concentrated in the extracellular vesicles, though they, quote, neither expressed SARS-CoV-2 spike protein nor induced its expression, end quote, in the cell line used by the researchers. And the mRNA retained 12 to 25% of its, quote, original integrity, end quote. Just the News reports that the CDC did not answer inquiries for its defense of one-size-fits-all vaccination recommendations in light of the research and its data. The Western Journal reports that Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas announced September 20th that an estimated 472,000 Venezuelan nationals already in the United States illegally would become eligible for temporary protected status and work authorization. According to a DHS news release, an estimated 242,700 illegal immigrants from Venezuela already have benefited from TPS. Thus, the new extension and redesignation could bring the total number of Venezuelan TPS beneficiaries to more than 700,000. This means that nearly 750,000 illegal immigrants can receive both protection from deportation and the right to work legally in the U.S. The DHS news release cited, quote, "enduring humanitarian security, political and environmental conditions," end quote, in Venezuela that preclude illegal immigrants' safe return. It is called these conditions, quote, "extraordinary and temporary," end quote, and use them to justify an 18-month TPS extension. We'll be right back after this break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35 or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Let me remind you that we are brought to you by you. So if you appreciate this news broadcast, Brandon House Live, Worldview Weekend Hour, as well as our new Sunday morning program, Worldview Report Sunday. If you appreciate my radio show from 1 to 2 that also airs on television, Worldview Radio, all of these shows are brought to you by you. We push them all out for free for anyone to watch. So if you appreciate that, we sure appreciate your support. Would you please consider going now to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution of any size? You can also set up an automatic monthly contribution there. Would you consider doing that? We need more people to become regular monthly contributors. WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. WVWFoundation.com. By the way, also on our website, WVWTVstore.com, we added something on Friday night that we've been wanting to add to our store for a long time, but it's taken us about 2 years to find the right company to work with, the right product. And now at WVWTVstore.com, we are pleased to announce the resource of gas masks. Yep, gas masks. It's unfortunate, but it's come to that for many of us. I've been wanting to find a good gas mask for my family for a while. We finally found a great Israeli company. And I've had some of my friends in the military take a look at this. And they all got back to me and said, we are very aware of that make and model and highly recommend it. Since offering it, we've actually heard from military families saying, we know exactly that gas mask because our son bought it for his wife. So if you're interested in a gas mask in this age increasingly of bioterrorism and other events, not to mention train derailments and all the poisonous gases those can release, like we saw in Ohio. And I have a train track about 3 miles from my house, so should one derail and the wind's blowing this way, our family might need to put one of these on just to get out of the area safely. So if you'd like to secure one for your family, you'll find all the information there on our store at WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. This is a website that provides you with resources, and it's also a big part of our general operating budget. It's unfortunate we live in this kind of time, but this is what the folks of Israel have been used to for decades. So we're pleased to work with this Israeli company. You'll find all that information available for you at WVWTVstore.com. The New York Post reports that an unprecedented surge of more than 4,000 migrants streamed across the U.S. border with Mexico into Eagle Pass, Texas, last Wednesday, September 20th. This forced the overwhelmed city to declare a state of emergency. The mayor there said in a statement that 2,500-person mob crossed the border into the city illegally on Monday, on top of approximately 7,200 illegal crossers that were apprehended in the previous week. That's a total of approximately 14,000 illegal aliens coming into one area in just a few days. The surge, well, it's the latest since 15,000 Haitian immigrants camped out under the bridge in neighboring Del Rio, Texas. That was nearly 2 years ago to the day. That's what officials said. It was an incident that resulted in a major humanitarian crisis. Well, the mayor of the area said that the new mob, many of them, are from Venezuela, and they have overrun the only migrant shelter in the border city. He added, quote, one of the situations is that a lot of these migrants, they're single males, and they don't want to listen to instructions, and they're leaving the facility. Not all of these people come in peace, end quote. He also said the huge influx over the last week, close to 50% of the city's 29,000 population has, quote, taken a toll on our local resources. especially our local police force and our fire department, end quote. Speaking to the Post, the mayor said that he warned that he had been told another 4,000 to 8,000 people in a number of separate groups are heading toward his city. Texas installed razor wire in Eagle Pass to stop illegal crossings. On September 20th, the Biden regime cut that wire and removed it, opening the floodgates to illegal immigrants. Governor Greg Abbott said in a post to Twitter, now known as X, that he, quote, immediately deployed more Texas National Guard to repel illegal crossings and install more razor wire, end quote. Here's a video clip of federal agents disabling the razor wire. This is treasonous activity by the federal government under the leadership of a treasonous president who is enabling the invasion of America and now actively counteracting a governor's attempt to protect his state. Daniel Greenfield has a new article up at Jihad Watch regarding the migrants taking over New York City. The Roosevelt Hotel claims that it's the place, quote, where classic elegance meets contemporary luxury, end quote. But Greenfield says classic elegance and luxury at the Midtown Manhattan Hotel looks like a busload of migrant invaders arriving and camping outside the golden doors. The scene, well, it's no better inside, where 41 migrants have been arrested for beating wives, girlfriends, and significant others. There have also been assaults on employees and an arrest for child endangerment. Greenfield adds, quote, while the Roosevelt Hotel may have an old name, Mayor Eric Adams and New York City actually leased it from Pakistan for $220 million. That amounts to paying $210 per room for each night that an illegal alien invader uses it to smoke meth or abuse their wives and daughters. The Roosevelt Hotel was named after Teddy Roosevelt, and you can imagine what he would have done if thousands of foreigners had invaded a hotel and turned it into a drug den on his watch, end quote. In a city where a quarter of young children live in poverty, Greenfield says that the $220 million could be put to better use than paying an Islamic terror state for the privilege of housing the hordes of invaders in, quote, contemporary luxury, end quote. Mayor Adams, well, he has already backtracked on his promise of universal daycare for the migrant children. Greenfield writes that the grand image of the Roosevelt Hotel has been tarnished, adding, quote, migrants squat under the massive crystal chandelier in the ballroom and sleep on the red carpet. Despite supposedly being poor and desperate, many are swiping and clicking through their smartphone apps while they wait for their next taxpayer-funded benefit to arrive, end quote. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. As part of the $80 million in funding Congress gave to the Internal Revenue Service from the Inflation Reduction Act, the IRS has announced earlier this month that it will be unleashing artificial intelligence to find tax cheats. They say they'll be targeting the wealthiest Americans, billionaires. Earlier this month, the New York Times reported that the IRS will be using AI, quote, to investigate tax evasion at multi-billion dollar partnerships, as it looks for ways to better police hedge funds, private equity groups, real estate investors, and large law firms, end quote. So, the IRS is going to go after billionaires and large law firms. Really? I don't think so. I think this is absolutely laughable. In fact, Daniel Werfel, the IRS commissioner, he said in a statement to reporters, quote, "These are complex cases for the IRS teams to unpack. The IRS has simply not had enough resources or staffing to address partnerships. In a real sense, we've been overwhelmed in this area for years," end quote. But apparently, he thinks artificial intelligence will be more capable than human agents. So, why are they then hiring 87,000 new human agents? Why not just let artificial intelligence do the work that he claims the agents can't do because they're too overwhelmed? Well, Senator Ron Wyden, an Oregon Democrat and chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, he praised the move and bashed his Republican counterparts. Wyden said, quote, "This news stands in stark contrast to the approach taken by House Republicans who want to allow wealthy tax cheats to continue business as usual, paying little to no tax and asking middle-class taxpayers to foot the bill," end quote. Well, here's a news flash, Senator. This technology will not be used against the ultra-wealthy billionaires. That's just a smokescreen. The liberals in Congress have been promising for years they're going to beef up the IRS and go after the rich, and yet nothing ever seems to change. You and I know that most of these billionaires are the ones that put the people in Congress in power. So do you really think the billionaires are going to allow the members of Congress to use the IRS to audit them? No, it is a smokescreen. Every year, we get reports on how the big corporations and the law firms, well, they're not paying their fair tax. And the extra effort by the IRS, well, it always retreats to the low-hanging fruit, right? Using additional money approved by Congress to go after the very middle class that Wyden pretends to represent. And the reason for this is simple. Middle-class people, unlike the super wealthy, they can't compete with the IRS. They can't compete when it comes to paying lawyers and accountants and tax attorneys to go toe-to-toe with the government. They don't have the money to fight this out in court. The billionaires do. So, this should be obvious to all of us by now. But some members of Congress, they apparently don't want to admit the truth, that they actually represent the interest of billionaires, not their constituents back home who pay most of the taxes. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for tuning in and for supporting us. And one way you can support us and support your own family is by acquiring your own emergency medical kit. I've acquired four of them for my family. This is put together by my friend Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. James Thorpe. This medical kit includes things like ivermectin, amoxicillin, and other antibiotics and important medications. In the event of another plandemic or shutdown of the supply chain, what if your family member gets something that could be easily treated with antibiotics and other such medications? Do you have them on hand? Well, my family, again, has secured four of these because we don't want to be left in the lurch, not able to cure something that a simple, you know, prescription would take care of, but we can't get to the doctor or get the prescription filled because of some crisis going on. So, like so much of what we do, we have planned ahead for hard times. Your family can also obtain this medical emergency kit by going now to twc.health/Brannon. TWC stands for the Wellness Center. twc.health/Brannon. That's one way that you can support us and yourself at the same time. Another is by going to mypillow.com. and using the promo code B66, not too early to begin Christmas shopping. And there are a lot of sales going on over there. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. MyPillow.com. Please use the promo code B66. And then you'll find all kinds of emergency supplies at WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. Emergency freeze-dried food of all kinds. Emergency supplies like an EMT bag, kind of more than a basic medical kit. It's a good basic EMT kit. You'll find potassium iodine to protect your thyroid in the event of a nuclear event. All kinds of supplies, more than we have time to mention. Why don't you check it out? Cruise over to the website, WVWTVstore.com. Make sure your family's emergency plan is in place. WVWTVstore.com. You can also use our phone number, 901-468-9357. And don't forget about our 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up on Friday night, October 20th. On beautiful Lake of the Ozarks in central Missouri. Keynote speakers live in the building, General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, Rebecca Walzer, Colonel John Mills, Todd Bensman, Alex Newman, Andy Woods. What a lineup. Full details, WVWTVstore.com. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.